In the 20th century, eugenics included the forced sterilization of people deemed unfit by the state, which could mean mental illness, but also promiscuity, homosexuality, or even swearing. It was legalized after a Supreme Court ruling following a case in Virginia in the 1930s and has never been overturned since. Lulu Miller recounts how Mark Bold, while he was a law student at Liberty University, started asking questions about this law.
And what everybody told him was that it was actually technically in this weird purgatory where it's legal at the constitutional level, never been overturned, but on the state-by-state basis, every single state had repealed it. So you couldn't really get sterilized because if it's not legal at your state, you know.
But he dug further, and then he saw it wasn't really dead, like in West Virginia, for instance. Notes that this happened in 2010.
He wondered if that might be one of these weird arcane laws that no one actually obeys. So he decided that he would call the circuit clerk's office in Charleston, West Virginia. And he pretended, he invented a fictional daughter who was 22 years old, so above the age of 21. And he imagined that she was promiscuous and that she had intellectual disabilities. And he took a deep breath and he called them up and he said he was the father wanting to get her sterilized.
The clerk on the other end of the phone said that he just had to file a motion for sterilization and that the judge would most likely agree to it because, in her words, they know it needs to be done.
He was just shocked and chilled by her tone, just how regular it was.
Mark Bold now runs the Justice for Sterilization Victims Project. Today, many victims are still living. The state of Virginia officially apologized to the victims in 2002, and in 2015, the General Assembly set aside $25,000 for each of them. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.